Hi, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of I Don't Know with Samantha George. This is the podcast where we talk about life, conspiracy theories, the paranormal, talk to guests, and occasionally have some deep conversations. I hope all of y'all are great and doing well. I'm honestly not doing that well. I'm just kidding. I am. But to be honest, I'm quite sleepy. The weather really got me sleepy. It's raining and it's cold, and that makes me sleepy and lazy. But for real though, how do people work when it's cold? Like, I mean, maybe because I'm Indian, I don't understand how people work really when it's cold. Okay, when I say Indian, I mean like South Indian. It's not that cold here. Doesn't that get that cold here? So yeah, basically, I don't understand how people work when it's cold. Like, I honestly feel it should be illegal when it's raining or it's cold for people to work. Everyone should just go home, sleep, have a nice cup of coffee, eat something and just chill and vibe and sleep. But yeah, that's my thoughts on the weather and small talk. But anywho, carrying on with the episode, I'm going to be sharing a piece that I wrote. I honestly don't remember when I wrote this piece, but yeah, it's called Being. It's almost an ode to writing and love, and I hope you like it. That's about it. Being with you is like writing poetry. I always feel too much when I write. I'm left bare with all these feelings. And when I'm with you, even the tips of my fingernails are ignited with feelings that even I didn't know existed. Being with you is like writing poetry. I never know what to write. I never know the right things to write, but once I start, I can never stop. And loving you is the same. My love burns pages with desire, as if you are both my beginning and end. Staying with you is like writing poetry. I use metaphors and similes to describe you. I compare you to myths, to stars, to gods and legends. You, my love, are Aries, the god of war, and me and you are nothing but forbidden lovers. Staying with you is like writing poetry. You are my inspiration, my muse. You ignite a fire within me. Every line of your palms tells a different story, and I become the fortune teller. I make every story both begin and end with me. Leaving you is like writing poetry. I leave myself bare, I leave myself vulnerable. My heart is opened, kept on my sleeve. I become your show and tell. You, my love, are both my toxin and antidote. Leaving you is like writing poetry. I'm blind to all the tears I shed when I think of you. I forget the pain with which I root our memories, and time ticks both at present and past, and all I do is wonder. Wonder if you're thinking about me. Wonder about where things went wrong. Wonder about all the what ifs. Wonder if you're writing poetries about me. I wonder if I would ever write at all. Living without you, I still write poetry. And that brings us to the end of it. Wow. Okay. So basically, I did not have anything planned for today's episode. I thought I had something planned, but I did not. And well, I just had to wing it. And I decided, you know what? I'll just go ahead and share one of my pieces, because that's what I do when I don't have anything to talk about on the podcast. But yeah, it's a really short episode today, so hopefully that means I'm gonna get more listeners. Yay! But yeah guys, it's like a 5-minute episode. Please listen to the whole thing, and like, if you like it, don't forget to download it on Spotify and share it, guys. Share it with your mom, your dad, your grandma, everyone. Share it with anyone that you know. And if you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, feel free to, like, you know, review it and rate it, and you know the jazz. Just do it. It's not going to take too long. But anyway, that brings us to the end of today's episode. If you have a case that you'd like me to cover, or you know a person who you think would be the perfect guest on I Don't Know, feel free to DM me on IDKW Samantha George on Instagram. And well, that's about it. Catch me next Friday or Saturday for another fun episode, and see you when I see you. Bye.